All right.
What episode is this?
I forgot what the heck what episode we're on.
I think we're on 4. I think season 2, episode 4.
Didn't I give you 5?
No. You gave me 3.
Oh, yeah, 3. So this is...
I'm pretty sure it's 4, because I released the audio of 3 on the normal distributes of the podcasts.
Okay.
Illegal Say Bitch is episode 2, so, and then the one that we have right now is 3, and then this one is 4.
Oh, shit, okay. Welcome to episode
4, I already forgot.
Welcome to episode 4.
That's funny. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We were already halfway than what we did last year.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Because we're doing better, thankfully.
That's good. How's my hair look? Good? Decent?
You've tried to figure out, he can't figure out how to open an Apple Smart cover.
There we go. Good enough.
You just kind of slide it.
Yeah, you slide it. Shut up. I look like Paul.
I really do.
I look like Paul. Jesus Christ.
Could you actually use this
Bottle? Yeah. You got to open it first.
Oh.
Yeah. Careful. He's opening up Mike's Hard Lemonade with my knife. Oh, almost there. And there you go.
Stab Elmo.
Well, he's already dead. You don't feel anything.
Double death.
What up, y'all? Welcome to episode 4 of season 2 of The Improvised Podcast.
As you can see, the table gets smaller and the environment gets weirder.
Roll the intro. And we're back. What up, guys?
It is February 5th, 2020.
Yep.
Were you looking at the thing to make sure?
I was looking at the time. but yeah, you're not wrong about that.
True.
So the
Super Bowl has recently happened.
Yep, just a couple days ago. Less than that.
And I was cheering for the Chiefs. Because they hadn't been to the Super Bowl since 1970, if I remember correctly. And I think they have 0 wins, or maybe 1 win. I think. And the halftime show, though, was the best part.
Yeah, I unfortunately didn't watch it right away, but I did rewatch it. It was pretty good.
I actually didn't know who J-Lo's daughter was. I thought that was just a random girl singing.
Oh, really?
I was like, oh, I know she's wearing Versace on. But the amazing performance. The little details they do, like the kids in cages represents the kids that are on the border.
Yeah.
That are not able to leave because of the whole fucking bull crap. And then the... Is it the Puerto Rican flag? Is that what that is? Or is that...
I forget. But yeah, I think so.
But when she was saying Born USA, Puerto Rico... Right, is the U.S. territory?
Yeah, it is U.S. territory still.
Territory. So if you're born there, you're a
Tortilla.
You're a U.S. citizen.
Yeah.
But a lot of Americans don't...
Don't believe it is.
That's what I don't get.
There were Spanish speakers, that's about it.
That's what I don't get. If we own... If that's our territory, what is that? That's a different country? Or is that a state?
See, that's the thing. That's still confusing.
Because it still says 50... I'm pretty sure it still says 50 states.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. Because when I saw that, I was just like... I think that's why some people get confused. Oh, really? You can't do that?
Okay. I don't want to feel dumb. So I don't know if we want to get into this topic.
Yeah. Why not?
So now he's looking it up.
I can't even spell it.
Puerto Rico... What does it say?
It is not a state. Puerto Rico does not have a vote in the United States Congress with governs and territory with full jurisdiction under the Puerto Rico Federal Relations of 1950. However, Puerto Rico does have a non-voting member of the House called a resident commissioner.
Okay. Cool.
So what's not a state?
Yeah. So what are we? What are the top? Well, what are we going to talk about today, Boyum? We do have a decent amount.
I'm going to my bag.
Why?
It's quick. Just do it. Grab the deck of card thing.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Okay, keep going. Entertain.
Well, in other news, funny sight of the what was it called? The union speech.
Something like that.
And after the speech, Nancy Pelosi ripped it up. Are you grabbing a hat?
Yeah. I'm like my hair right now. There you go.
Thanks, man. Oh, I think I'll throw it.
I was going to, but then I was like, meh.
When I saw that, I shook my head and kind of chuckled at the same time. What'd you think of that?
I thought it was fucking hilarious. It was great. How you doing?
Everyone's saying it was like, oh, it's disrespectful, blah, 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 blah. I understand that.
It is, but...
The funniest moment on that is when, like, Trump gave Pence the papers and then Pelosi the papers and she went to go for a handshake. Whoosh, yeah. Right back around, and she's like...
She's like, okay. Yeah, her facial, like...
Okay.
Emotions were just great. The faces that she made.
Man, this country is an interesting country now. Never-ending stupidness.
Really isn't. So, I mean...
What?
What else? What else did happen in the... I think, like, the... I remember seeing, like, other things that, like, when he was making certain remarks, she was, like doing these, like, weird faces, like, I don't remember that, or, like, shit like that. It was fucking great, but... I think her ripping that up was the best part. You just use the pillow as a table.
Well, there's, reasoning about the Super Bowl, though. A lot of people are hating because it's Spanish-speaking. When did the Super Bowl become, like, this freaking whole Spanish thing? One, it's anyone's sport. Yes, it's American sport. But a lot of people watch it. And there's also... I remember they had a thing where it said they had the Spanish version of the NFL, like, during the live show. Which, I don't know how that works. Like, is there, like, a different network that does what? It? The Super Bowl? Like, Fox. What was it? I think it was Fox.
Yeah, it was Fox.
I saw Fox, but... But I don't know if Fox does, like,
I forget. I watched it on... Yeah, it was on Fox.
Wait, you didn't watch it in Spanish, though, I mean.
No. You're talking about the Spanish
version. Yeah, does it go to a different network? Or
There's a bunch of them. I think it's either Univision, there's Telemundo, and there's like a Spanish sports one, but I forget what they're called.
Mm.
But I think I got most of them, right?
I would never know any of them.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I found that cool. And then when I didn't know Shakira and J-Lo were going to be there, because, like, I didn't really pay attention to the halftime show.
Yeah.
Usually I'm like, during that, but this one I loved.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the music, especially when was it 2010? World Cup, Waka Waka.
Yeah, Waka Waka. I forgot how it went. I don't remember what year it was either.
I think it was 2010. I think. But when J-Lo starts singing, I was like, oh, they're singing that here. And then J-Lo's daughter's part was pretty good. But the part why he didn't watch is because you were probably still asleep because of we were helping move.
What are you talking about?
When we're moving.
Yeah, no, I know, but what part?
Like, the Super Bowl. You missed it. You said you missed it.
Oh, no, like, the beginning part, because I was playing games. I just completely forgot about it, and I was like, oh, shit. Because then my buddy Bradley was like, he's like, oh, I made a $20 bet with my brother and a $25 bet with my dad.
Who's he for?
He was for the 49ers, and he lost
both. What a fool.
I know. I'm like, dude, you lost, and you owe Keith and I $40, too.
It was so funny, this is, I'm not going to say anything, but, like, this is other kid that in the scouts.
Yeah.
And, you know, if he's listening, he knows who he is. So, you know how Revere football team goes against the Winthrop football team on Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Well, their varsity jackets have a W for Winthrop. And I'm like, every time it's coming around Thanksgiving, I'm like, great for that W to turn into an L. Every time.
I remember back in the day when we were still in high school, that would happen.
Yeah, and he was like, we're going to win, blah, blah, blah. I didn't really care. I was just fucking with him.
Yeah.
But we always won every time I mentioned it.
Yeah.
And then he was for the 49ers. I was going to be like, you always seem to choose the losing team. I was thinking about it. I was just like, nah. You should have done it. That's a bit of a
shame. Funny thing is, though, I remember seeing, like really, like, weird, aggressive things, like, written in the boys' locker room. It would be like, killing Winthrop, something.
Yeah,
like,
they spray paint Winthrop. I don't think it was Winthrop sucks. I think it was, like, a worse thing than that.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. It was, like, bad shit. It was, like, pretty bad cusses on there.
Yeah, and they're like, fuck Winthrop. I was like,
yeah,
it's Winthrop's dude. Actually a good place.
Not only that, it's just, like, it's a friendly sport. You're not playing for anything fucking great. You guys are in high school.
And I think both sides have done disrespecting.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. I think that's just any sport, because some people take it too seriously.
Well, in some sport, like Cowboy versus McGregor, very respected. Like, there was no drama.
Oh, no, but I'm talking about, like, high schoolers.
Well, yeah, I'm saying, like with any sport.
Oh, yeah, well, when they're older, yeah, because they're going to show respect, yeah.
Well, no, not all. Not all the time. Mm. I mean, because usually McGregor has all these great comebacks and all this, and then the other side's like,
well,
that.
Yeah, well, that's a fighting sport. I'm talking about, like actual, like, gaming one, like, you know, just football, soccer, basketball. They're like, good game, or sometimes they're really sad if they do, like, lose a championship or Super Bowl. But, yeah, fighting is a lot different. Yeah. I've seen some cocky people and get their asses beat, too. It's the best thing ever.
Yeah, McGregor usually talks the talk and walks the walk.
Literally does that. Yeah.
You almost. Obviously, he's lost a few times.
Yeah, I know, but...
But I love how, he was saying, I know the media wants us to be fighting, but I respect him. I respect Cowboy. Which I didn't know who Cowboy is, because I'm not a huge UFC person, but... It's a great sport. And, speaking of fighting, did you watch the Jake Paul versus Gibb?
I did not.
I'm glad. So
that's all you.
So, Anison Gibb is KSI's friend. And I knew he was going to lose. Because I feel like Gibb had only the basics. I feel like he had more potential, though. Like, he didn't have enough moments where he could show his potential. Mm-hmm. But with Jake, he goes dumb crazy over this shit. And, like, he's, like, swimming in ice-cold water to meditate. He's in, like, crazy climates to train where it's hard to breathe.
Yeah.
Like, I was like that with Deji. Like, when it was him versus Deji, I was like, I do want Deji to win, but it was obviously going to be Jake. And now now Jake obviously wants to fight KSI, and I'm like, KSI doesn't have to.
Yeah.
Like, KSI is, he's living life right now. He's in, like, the top 10 in iTunes for his music. Huge career with the YouTube and the Sidemen.
His, like, little group, yeah.
Big group.
Well, you know what I mean.
And he doesn't really, like, he's, like, on it his terms, and then, like, Jake's like, I'm A-side. And, like, I was just, like, shaking my head, but I knew Jake was going to be very cocky about it.
Yeah.
But a lot of speculation saying that Jake's easily going to beat KSI.
I guess we'll just have to see.
But the thing is, KSI, when, because he is going to, gonna fight him, he won't have his coach, because his coach, Vidal, wants to go back to his career of boxing, because Vidal's younger than KSI.
Mm-hmm.
And he has 3 professional wins, or I think 3 or more. And he wants to go back, so he's done coaching, because, you know, he's had 2 years to be coaching and none going towards his career.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering who KSI's trainer is going to be. Be interesting.
Yeah.
And it has to be ridiculous, because, like, he needs to be over-prepared with this fight. Because if he loses, oh my god.
There'd be a lot of shit taking, talking.
Yeah, and Jake will not stop.
Yeah.
Like, it's so funny, though. It's like, I respect Logan more than Jake. Like, even though I know Logan's done all those bad things, but if I would choose between them to hang out or know more, it'd be Logan. How about you?
None of them. No. I don't really follow them, nor do I, like, really care about them.
Well, no one likes Jake because he's a...
I don't like any of them. They just have such a huge ego. That's just, like, kind of to me. I feel like they're just there to start trouble, and that's all they can do. So that's why I kind of, like, don't watch them. They're too dramatic. That's just me.
It's always funny how they're like, when they watch it, it's like, see how he's like acting like, I see how he's rubbing his arm right now. He's obviously like explaining how like that means they're nervous or this means is that. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Like, people do things that they want to do. Yeah. Like they're just like saying like little D's like.
They nitpick every little thing.
Yeah, saying like, oh, see, he's nervous. See, he's like not confident, blah, blah, blah. I'm like.
It's like, oh, you see that? He just breathed.
Like, I don't know. I'm also rooting for KSI, but I'll be paying for that
fight. Yeah, I think I would like watch. I'd rather root for KSI any time of the day, too.
Yeah, I paid for the first Logan versus KSI and the second Logan versus KSI, and then I didn't pay for the other one because I was like, I know who's going to win, and it's a waste of money. And it was so funny. There was a person saying, hey, does anyone want to like hit me up for a link to watch the fight for free? And the guy's like, it's over already. He's like, what? It's like, yeah, Gib lost. Jeez. TKO. And that was the whole other thing. The way, so when Gib was hit, he kind of like went down, but he like got like, he didn't go down. He kind of like, it looked like he lost balance, but he got hit, but that was counted as a knockdown. But when KSI hits Logan, he's like, he falls to the ground and he's like,
holding on to him.
Yeah. That's not a knockdown.
Yeah.
But then when Gib does that, it's like, over, three knockdowns, it's over. Like,
yeah.
If that counted, how come that didn't count?
Right.
And then, like, Jake's like, you only lost because of a bad call. Shut the fuck up. I'm like, and he's like, he's trying to be like McGregor. The tattoos. And he was like, screaming like, ah, and, like doing this against like during the face off.
Yeah.
I'm like, can McGregor beat his ass, please? Because I know him, Wayne McGregor will win that fight.
Yeah.
Easily.
I think anybody would. Yeah. Yeah, McGregor, I mean, he's just a professional, you know? He's an actual professional.
I wonder if that Mayweather versus McGregor is going to happen, though.
Maybe. Sometime future, maybe.
Oh, did you watch the Tom Brady troll?
No, I didn't.
You did?
Mm-mm.
So, I'm not going to play because of maybe copyright, but...
Yeah.
So, all this speculation of, like, oh, he's going to leave to a different team, which is ridiculous. And he was like... saying, like, there's something I have to tell you, and I'm going to tell you here. And he's like, Hulu has... it was a Hulu ad. And then he's like... I forget what he said. I think he's like, I'm not going anywhere.
Oh, okay.
It was so hilarious. It was such a troll. I was like, oh, shit, this is where... Because he posted a picture of him going towards a stadium. And everyone's like, he's going to announce what he's doing. And it was such a huge, funny troll to, mm-hmm. like, the whole thing. I also found out that Belichick was kind of showing off his, well, three of his six rings at the
Super Bowl. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
I was like, he didn't have to get all six of them.
Yeah.
He was like, I just like these three. Like, my one goal for the Patriots and for Tom Brady and Belichick is to win one more.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, win more after that, but one more because... we'll be the team with the most Super Bowl wins because right now we're tied with the Steelers, but no one has beaten Tom Brady with the most rings or Belichick, I think. Like, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
But, like, that's if you win, Tom, like, when you win, if and when.
We're talking to you, Tom. That's literally what it sounds like.
That's your last season, I think, because
from there on out, just give us your retirement money.
Retire, go to home. LA like your wife probably wants to go. I don't know where his wife or where he's going, but he's trying to sell his house, I think, if I remember correctly.
Mm.
What did I say during that thing? Like the Jake Paul thing? I think yeah. I said something like, because like Deji didn't have much training either, had barely of a camp, and then Gib had barely any training. Like, he was basics. And Jake's been training for, like, I don't know, a year and a half, 2 years. So it was, like, an obvious win. It was, like, a waste of DAZN money.
Right.
And DAZN probably knew about that. They're like, well, we get more money from this, and then we get more money from the KSI one. But it's going to be in London.
Oh, wow.
Because the first fight with Logan versus KSI was in London. And then it went to L.A. And KSI won, and then this one was in Miami. And also, I like it when it's in London, because when it's in London, at night, for London, people are awake to see the fight,
In the U.S., it's like the afternoon, so we can all see it.
Yeah.
But when they have the fights here in the United States, freaking London has to be up at 4 in the morning to watch it.
Yeah, that's not too fair.
Yeah. Of course, it's America.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't care.
Yeah, it was so funny. Like, people were like, can they start the fight? With the Logan versus Casey. Can they start the fight? I've been up for so long.
Yeah, I remember seeing tweets about that.
And I hate how it says, like, the fight starts at 9 p.m. Starts at, like, fucking 11 p.m.
Yeah.
Like, can you say the actual name, like, when that fight is? So, I, like...
Anyways.
Yeah. Anyways. Oh, wait, there's another thing. Oh, yeah, the Kobe thing.
Yeah.
I forgot. Oh, no, people are going to hate me for saying I forgot, but... Crazy thing about that. I find it amazing that a lot of people care about one life more than the other lives in that. And it's so crazy, though, that his daughter died with her best friend and their parents and obviously her father.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so crazy because they're heading to, like, a practice, I think.
Yeah.
Or a game, I think.
Something like that.
And they're all waiting, and then they find out the news. Like, that's nuts.
Yeah.
Like, the whole, like, it's amazing how the world contributed to him and all that. Like, it's pretty insane. Like, it was a weird emotion, though. It was, like, in my mind, I was like, I can't imagine those last moments. It's like, what do you do in that instance? Like, yeah. When you're with your daughter, like, what, you know what's going to happen. Like, what would you say and do, or do?
Right.
Like, it's hard... I don't know. I was like weird emotions. Like it's like if I had a daughter, cause like, I do want a daughter in the future. But it's like it's kind of insane to think about it. Like when you heard about it, what'd you think about it?
I was just surprised. I was just like, holy shit. I was like, what happened? And then I hear like a crash. And I'm like, okay, well, cause I was like, what would he pass from? You know what I mean? Like he was a healthy guy. He was an athletic guy. So I was like. It was just surprising when I heard that, like,
it was also
a helicopter crash.
It was also more insane when, because, like, not even 24 hours, like, maybe 13 hours ago from that, like, him and LeBron, like, hugged.
Yeah,
and
they were just, like, saying their goodbyes and, like, yeah, see you next time.
Because like, I think LeBron finally beat Kobe with points on that night, too.
Mm.
If I remember correctly, if that's correct. And, like, imagine LeBron, like, I don't know if it's, like, him waking up to go to practice or something, then he learns...
Yeah, like any basketball player like that played with him, played against him.
Like Shaq, I've never seen Shaq cry except for Hot Ones.
Yeah.
Like, that was actually, I was like, wow. And then, like, I love the Charlie Puth and...
Wiz Khalifa.
Or
Tribute. Yeah. That was cool.
You know how... Do you remember why we're excited about Suffolk Downs area?
Oh, yeah. Well, there's two.
There's two exciting things. So, we want to get Teslas, obviously.
So,
the Model 3 or Model Y, the safest cars in the world.
Yeah.
And when I was thinking about it, either, obviously, I'd probably have to pay to get, like, a solar panel thing installed with the Tesla charger, which is money. A lot of money. And I was wondering, what's the closest, like, supercharge station? Nowhere near here. You have to go to Boston, probably. And then... A while ago, they started doing construction in the Suffolk Downs area where Target, Stop and Shop, Famous Footwear, and Dollar Tree, all these other things. On, like, the, what would you call those? The grass?
Where they have, like, little trees, like...
Like, in the parking lot, they had those areas where it's, like...
It's a little indent for trees and stuff like that, but now it's, charging stations for Tesla.
Yeah, there's all these fencings around. I'm like, what are they doing? Like, are they putting, like, a fucking... weird bank.
Yeah, and then I see, like, Tesla. I'm like,
I was like, over here?
And then right, like, in front of Wendy's.
Yeah, that was the second thing. Like, I'm like, why Wendy's, though?
Yeah. Who the heck's gonna just... I think maybe Wendy's paid for more for it, because then, like, people can be like, oh, charge here and get some food here.
Yeah, you get your food, you park to eat.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. That'd be kind of smart.
I'm fucking excited for that, because, like...
That's awesome.
When we get the cars... Should be a while, because
it will be a while. But I mean, it's worth it, and especially because it's literally just a couple blocks away from us.
I think 5 minute drive away.
A little less than that.
It's 22 minute walk, roughly.
It's great. It's awesome. And then what's the other thing?
So, if you live in the Massachusetts, well, mostly the East Coast area of Massachusetts, have you ever heard of Assembly? It was this place that was like kind of like a port area. It was all like junk, trash, really.
Yeah, it was really crappy there.
Now it's like a luxurious place there. There's apartments or maybe condos, shops, restaurants, like you have Polo there, Nike, all these other companies, and the fancy new MBTA Orange Line train station. And so Suffolk Downs is a horse track that's been there for like, I don't know, like 60, 70 or more years.
Something like that, yeah.
And the Encore Casino might have almost been there, but decided no. Yeah. And then now the new, I feel like it's going to be official though, because with this one, it's probably likely going to happen. It's going to be like a second Assembly, but there's going to be like a parks. There's going to be like all these different, there's going to be bike paths, they said, a lot more apartments, and then like restaurants and stores. Like, it's going to be awesome. Like, we'll be going there a lot more often.
Right.
The hell are you looking at?
Something about The Bachelor, about one of the contestants. My girlfriend got me into it, and now they're showing, like, she got featured in a Cosmopolitan, like, magazine, because she won it in a contest with The Bachelor. And now they're saying, like, oh, well, they took her out because she was ripping White Lives Matter with the Confederate flag on it and stuff like that. And now they removed it because of that.
Well, people believe in what they want to believe.
That's well, I mean, it's right there. It showed her in wearing it. So.
Well, I'll see how the problem with that is, but...
I guess, I mean, a lot of people have...
Well, I understand it's offensive to people, but, like... You believe in what you believe. You can't really change people's minds.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We have an interesting announcement. So, obviously, we got our taxes, but we haven't gotten our, like...
We got our W-2s.
Yeah, we haven't gotten our money.
Not the actual monies.
So, obviously, you know we're going to get this camera. And I don't know which episode of Chef Mike this will be. But in the summer, or fall, actually, there's going to be an episode... That's outdoors where he's barbecuing.
Grilling, barbecuing. And maybe we'll do a little competition because Keith said he wants to do a cook-off. Now that'd be kind of interesting because he can actually cook. And I am just...
Let the black man cook.
I'm just there. Oh, man.
Well, we have to figure out what we're going to be making because it can't be just barbecue chicken or pork. Yeah. Like, there has to be other things for us to eat.
Corn. Kebabs. Fucking, that's it. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it shouldn't be too hard. It'd be, just look up what's a good barbecue thing. Hot dogs, hamburgers, I don't know.
Hopefully you do better this time.
Oh, yeah, don't worry, I'll be fine, don't worry about it. Well, I'll be like peeking over at Keith every time. I'll be like, okay, he flipped, I'll flip.
Well, it's because it's going to be in like my backyard likely.
Yeah.
Because my parents are going to be going to Venice without me.
Clearly. Because, I mean, you're not going. Yeah, that sucks, man.
Well, I don't mind.
Because that would have been cool to go to Venice.
Well, I don't mind because, well, it's kind of like a thing. Like that, I don't think my dad has never left the country.
Oh, okay.
And so I was like, okay. And then, like, my sister plans on going with them, too. And I was like, oh. So you're just leaving me with
the whole house. Take care of everything.
Deal with all the freaking cat and heat. The cat that just like wants attention. And then the dog that just like growls every few minutes because he's an old fuck. He's like, or like, I'm like, Sam, come here. Come get a treat. I'm like, get up, you freaking old bastard. And he's just like.
He's like, he gets fine.
He's such a lazy dog. It's hilarious. I remember seeing that. The fox?
The fox the coyote? The coyote and the honey badger.
Going on. Yeah, there's these paths that go underneath the highways because it's more safe.
He's like, the coyote's like, come on, let's go. And the badger's like, I'm coming.
Oh, I hear noise.
Yeah, it's fine. Oh. It should be that noticeable.
Well, yeah, there's other highways that have stuff like that, but it goes over it, like a bridge for humans, but it's all
like forest growth, like all like grass, everything. So it's like, it's a weird, like, it looks natural from above. Like, it's a, like a weird nature bridge.
Yeah.
But, like, it's for, like, the animals to cross safe. Because when you see a moose going across the highway, get your ass out of its way. Cause
yeah. That thing's huge.
I know.
Mises.
I want. I really want to see a real one in real life. I saw a replica size one. I'm like, holy fuck.
You can't just imagine, like. They're like, they're literally like eight feet tall.
Like imagine trying to ride one.
Yeah.
Like, you had to get a step ladder every time.
Yeah.
Like, that's, it's crazy. Insane how big those things are.
But yeah, what's another thing you got there? We already talked about the Nancy Pelosi, Pelosala.
I don't know how to spell her freaking name.
Palooza.
Palooza. Oh, yeah, the coronavirus.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people know about that already. That's been going on way before.
Well, here's something interesting. The flu is more dangerous than the coronavirus.
Is it?
Yeah. People die more of the flu than this virus. The media is just making it a huge deal.
Well, I mean, the coronavirus is like a new virus, and it's spreading pretty quickly because, I mean, it's a new one. You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, it is.
But the flu is still more dangerous than this
virus. Yeah, I know, but there's an actual, like, thing to fight it. It's a flu shot. Which reminds me, I gotta get one. But that's the thing. It's just there is a medicine to help fight it. But there's not one for the coronavirus because it's brand new and nobody knows about it. So that's why people are freaking out about it.
I just hate stupid people when they're like, I'm not drinking Coronas anymore. I'm going to be saved.
Yeah. If only they knew.
When I saw that, I was like, I want to move out of this country.
People like that just... You just gotta stay away from, because I think you'll probably get infected from their stupidity more than the coronavirus.
So we don't hang with Raheem anymore.
No,
I'm kidding.
Unfortunately,
I'm kidding.
With Raheem, he's gotta be careful because he goes to UMass and there was a case over there, so he's gotta be real careful. So that's my foot. Oh. So I told him, if he goes to school, he ain't coming here.
What did he say?
He's like, no, man.
I have to.
I didn't want to say exactly what he said, but he's like, he said he's gonna stay away from anybody and everybody.
He's like, hey, Raheem, need help? Get away.
He's like, nope. 20 feet away from me.
I want a barrier around me.
And we're gonna set up some telephones like in prison. You okay? Now you grab the other phone. All right, cool. Uh huh. Okay. Nope. I can smell your breath. Nope. Get away from me.
That'd be weird technology if you can smell the breath. It's like, that'd be like, it's like, hey, it's like, you want to smell some flowers?
It's like, no. Just shit in their face. That'd be awful.
Oh, yeah. I almost got killed at work.
Oh, yeah. I didn't hear about this. What's this?
I'm surprised I didn't tell you this, though. So, one of the full-time people were so sick that they were throwing up. And...
Okay.
F.
No, I know.
That person.
No, I know.
So.
I know about that.
They left early.
Sick related.
They left early. I don't know why they came in when they were that sick. So, our manager had a lot of work for them. Saying, like, there's a lot of shit. No, not a lot of shit to do, but, like, a lot of crap to do, like, and make it. Basically saying to bust their ass like crazy to finish it. So it was this project where taking all the, like, the wall where there's glass shelves, take all the furniture out, put it with, like, other furniture, take all the shelves out, and then put mirrors, you know, where mirrors are next
to
the
ropes. Yeah, I know where they are now. Yeah.
And then now where the lamps are, I try to compress all this other furniture on there, and then get rid of all these rugs that are now on the other side.
It's really dumb.
So remove all these rugs that are, like, so... There's two ways to put up rugs in the store. We hang them, the big boys, or we have the smaller ones that are like smaller than the. You probably can't see, but this is a small rug down there, but probably smaller than that. And we like fold them, and they're on shelves, or on these like weird versions of the hang rugs.
Yeah.
And then there's this ones that are like mid-size, but like if we run out of room, we put on these like spindle things. We put them on the pole.
Yeah.
So it's that way. Or, if there's so many, the idea is to put these metal things around on a shelf area, and they kind of, like, they hold it, all of them. But she didn't want that, the manager. So I had to remove all of them. So I should have removed the bar part, so just, like, it's easier to grab them, but I just didn't. But then, like, if this was a customer, it would have been worse. Yeah. Did this. So I was picking him up. Had no problem. Picking up the rugs, putting them in spindles, all this other stuff. So remember that lighting sign?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you did tell me this.
Oh, I did?
Yeah, now I remember. Yeah.
So.
I forgot to look up.
So, above, there used to be, we used to sell chandeliers, but now we don't. And the lighting sign has been there for like a year and a half since we haven't sold any chandeliers or gone to chandeliers. So I pick up the one rug that, like, I was doing all of them, like, picking them up, and then I hit something. I was like, what was that? And then it unhooks and it starts swinging down. I was like, oh shit. And
so think of this. It's like a huge sign that says lighting, and it's the size, I would say, maybe like 36 to 48 inches.
Bigger than your TV.
Yeah, so it's like 48 inches maybe. Because this is like 20, this is like almost 32.
Yeah, so it's swinging down. I was like, oh shit, it misses me. I was like, thank God.
And they're heavy. Those things are heavy. I remember like pushing one up like one time. It's a little heavy.
Well, to me, they're not that heavy.
Well, no, I know, but like to hit you like out of nowhere, that could be like really bad.
I was like, oh shit. And then it swung, misses me. And then there's mirrors on the other side that I just put out. And it swung, hit the mirrors, knocking down four of these gigantic, like big mirrors, breaking two of them. And then as it hits the mirrors and they're all going down, the other hook unhooks and then falls down onto the mirrors.
It's literally a cartoon. When I heard that, I was like, this is a fucking cartoon.
And then, thank God there weren't any customers on that
side. Yeah, like any children or elderly people.
I forget who it was. Was it USA? Imagine there was an old lady there.
No, that's what you said. And I said if there was a child, it'd be different.
No, so I didn't say it like that. It was like, someone else was like, imagine there's an old lady. Oh, no, it was Hector. He was like, there was an old lady there. She'd be like, ah!
You just hear a scream.
Yeah, I was just like, thank God. And then, like, two coworkers were helping me clean up. Funny thing is, only the coworkers checked if I was okay or if anyone was okay.
Yeah.
All the customers looked, meh.
Well, I mean, they also know it's not their problem. Because if they get into the way that it, like, eh. But if that was me, if I was walking in this room, I'd be like, yo, is everybody okay?
Yeah, so out of the four mirrors, only two broke. And it was about, like, $160.
Yeah, no, but luckily we don't have to pay for that shite. So, yeah.
Well, it's technically not
my fault. Fuck you, no, I'm kidding.
It's technically not my fault, because if a customer did that, like, because that's how you're supposed to pick it up.
Yeah.
Then it would have been, well, the customer wouldn't have to pay for it either, but that would have happened as well.
But they'd probably sue somehow.
Oh, yeah.
They'd be like, this was a safety hazard, blah, blah, blah. It's like, shut up.
Oh, it was, actually.
It is, yeah. It is.
Yeah. Almost fucking died for $12.95 an hour.
Yeah.
The minimum is $12 here, so those who are making a lot less, the minimum here is $12.
Yeah.
I know some areas it's like $7.50.
Yeah.
Which is sad.
Sad, pressing.
But, yeah, as we're cleaning it up.
I remember this part, too.
As we're cleaning up. The other coworker is like, I think he's holding the shovel or something. And then this lady had her phone out. We didn't notice it until, because some reason, I don't know how many people has the ringer on, really.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, for their phone calls, but she had a ringer on. And I forget the noise of when you take a picture, but he heard the picture.
You can do it now. Oh, you have your iPhone on you.
I haven't done this in like a million years.
So she was like walking by and stuff like that, right? While she was, getting,
yeah, this noise.
I don't think that was loud enough. Put the speaker on it. Yeah, don't worry about it. Yeah, whatever. They know what a fucking phone is.
So that was the noise, and he turns around, and the customer's like no, and she's like, oh, like
start running away, like,
and I'm like,
it's like, dude, like, if you're gonna take a picture, fucking get my good side. Yeah, but what's up?
Look me up on Instagram. Literally, you can look me up. I come up immediately on Google.
Yeah, you can look me up on. Porn up. No, I'm kidding. That's awkward.
That's really weird. But yeah, it's so funny because, like, my life really flashed before my eyes. I was just like, holy shit.
Yeah, because, I mean, yeah, shit like that just doesn't happen
often. I'm just like, why me? Like, of all things to happen, of course it's me that this shit happens. Just curious if I have anything stupid on this.
What?
Oh, no, just in general.
Oh, I thought you took a photo of the mess. I was like, you didn't show me that.
No. It was so funny, though, because this other coworker came over. And it's like, oh, is everyone okay and stuff? It's like, yeah. Yeah, everyone thought it was me.
What?
It's a different coworker.
Yeah.
That is known for breaking stuff, I guess.
Ah.
I was just like, oh, I don't know why. And then everyone's like, ooh, Sean broke shit. And the funny thing is,
shit gets broken there literally like 5 times a day. Like, who cares?
Yeah, that's very true. Oh my god, what the hell? Just load Twitter, man. It's crazy.
Ah, man. This fucking couch sucks.
Yeah, the funny thing is...
You're actually taller than I am right now. Yeah. That's the funny thing. You're like higher than I am.
Because, it's funny. It's actually a weird day about this couch. So when he got the couch, it was like what, 169?
It was 129.99, I remember.
So we bought the couch. He was wondering how he's gonna get home because his parents' car is pretty small.
Yeah.
And my parents' car is not huge, but it can get it. So at the same time, I was like, oh, when I get picked up, like, I think we're getting off at the same time or something.
Yeah.
One of those. No,
I came in and then you were working. Or something like that. No.
No, we were both... You came
yeah,
home.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
So it was like one of those rare days where we actually got off at the same time.
Yeah.
We rarely work with each other.
Yeah.
Because either only one guy closes or there's... Or if he works in the morning, then maybe. But he's not a morning person.
Nope.
So my dad shows up. I was like, hey, I kept bringing Mike's couch to the house. And then my mom was in the hospital.
At the time, yeah.
Yeah, and he was all freaking out, which I understand. And he was like, well, hurry up, bro. Like, unscrew the legs. I've never seen us unscrew legs so fast.
Yeah, we were just nice and fresh.
And we get the thing in, and I was like, wait, Mike, where are you going to sit? I was like, I'll just sit on the couch.
Yeah. I luckily, like, just put it nice and perfectly to, the very far side. So I kind of, like, laid on it while I was, like, kind of, like, just chilling. And it's funny, though, because the back door was still open, so I was, like, saying hi to other people. I was like, hello. Well, I was, like, holding the
couch. I took a video. I don't know where it is, but, like...
Oh, yeah.
It was so funny, though. I was just like, this is so... I'm like, I hope a cop doesn't see this.
Yeah. And we were driving by the police station, too. I mean, yeah. Luckily, we were fine.
Still a way to get back home. Yeah. We take the beach way.
Yeah, that'd be extremely long.
And yeah, we get back, and I help him bring him up the stairs. I don't remember how we got it so fast up these stairs.
Yeah, we were quick. I mean, it wasn't difficult. It was just... just luckily it was perfect size. This is when everything was still brand new. Everything was just kind of like there.
This you bought this brand new?
Yeah, I bought it at Target. Be careful. Please be careful. Because it's Target shit sucks.
I can tell.
No, it is. Cause it's real shitty.
If an earthquake happens, your TV's gone.
Oh, yeah. Everything will break right there. And I'll have Target pay me the penny.
But yeah, like the couch start. I don't know, how did it cause that?
Just from people sitting on it really hard, like when Elliot or like you and I or whatever. And also, I used to always sit on this side. I would have the couch over here facing this way, facing the TV. So I would always like lay this way and put my feet that way. So I would always like be on this side.
I remember I think it was like Elliot or Raheem. They just like flopped down.
I think it was Elliot because. He's done a couple times like that. And then when I tell him about the fucking rug when he was pushing it, I'm like, dude, you're pushing my fucking rug. And my rug is like crunched up like this, like 3 feet high. And I'm like, dude, what are you doing? He's like, I'm not doing anything as he's sliding his feet down. I'm like, what are you doing? You're doing it right now. Fucking weetard, man.
I really want Elliot on a podcast. But he's always like, oh, I'm with my girlfriend.
I feel like he's doing some sketchy shit right now.
To be honest, Elliot, I feel like you're like not saying something to your parents right now.
Or us. We're your buddies, man.
Yeah.
You can't sleep here, but we can help you.
I mean, the only time we actually slept in the same room was in Maine.
Oh, yeah.
What a funny time that was. Yeah. Did we ever talk about that?
Yeah, we have. Well, not on the podcast. But that was a while ago.
Yeah, it was like a year ago.
It a year ago? No, it wasn't.
It's getting closer there.
I guess. Maybe. I don't know.
Guess. It was so funny, though, because we had to take the Amtrak from North Station all the way to Wells Station. And it's like, oh, you're in Maine. But just driving is like a 43-minute drive from that location to the lake house location. And how much was the Uber?
40-something bucks?
Yeah.
I think it was. You and I split it, remember? Elliot didn't pay us.
He didn't?
I don't think so. I think he said he was going to pay something. I forget what he said. I don't know. I don't remember what exactly it was.
I swear that's something I would remember.
Yeah, I don't remember. Maybe he did pay us, or maybe he did put in, like, we split in three-way. I don't know. I don't remember.
No, we didn't do three-way. I think we used Cash App or something.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, we gave you the money, I think.
I remember the bugs. We were waiting for the fucking...
Yeah, Uber. The mosquitoes, dude. Man, I fucking hate that.
We were just like...
We had to keep moving around. We kind of walk around. And the fucking station was closing, so we couldn't even go back in.
I know. That was the worst part. Cause I was like, no. It was like, mosquitoes. I don't know. Like, it was like 8-something, I think.
Yeah,
it was, and like the late. Doors closed, and like I think Elliot was wearing shorts. You were wearing shorts.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was wearing jeans.
Yeah, you were the only one wearing jeans.
Yeah, like, I put my jacket on.
Yeah, you're like, I'm fine. I'm like, shut up.
We had a good conversation with the Uber driver. I forget what the conversation.
Yeah, he was a cool guy.
He was a cool guy.
We just talk about random shit. We were talking about just food, I think, too, as well.
Wait, really?
Yeah, when. Elliot brought up that stupid sandwich from KFC or something like that. He was like, yeah, the Cheeto fucking chicken sandwich, something like that. I'm like, dude, relax. Remember he was like, he wanted to go KFC every fucking minute? You remember that?
I kind of remember that.
He was like mentioning it every time. He's like, bro, when we get back, we're going to KFC. We're going to get that Cheeto burger thingy, whatever. I'm like, dude, that sounds nasty.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We never got it, though.
Yeah. We just kept saying like, yeah, man, shut up. Just don't mention it again, okay? We'll get there eventually.
The funny thing is...
Was huh? No, I was going to say, do you have any other topics?
Oh, no, I was just looking through all this stuff. But yeah, I went... Yeah, right. So, when we were getting there, though, it was, like, so bizarre for me, though. Like, Elliot, I've hung out with him for, like, a week. Like, slept in the same room, hung out with him. Longest was, like... We met up at, like, I don't know, 10 a.m., then I left his house at, like, midnight. So it was, like, weird to be, like, about to go to sleep, and then he's there. I don't know why. It was so bizarre.
Yeah, it was weird.
And we kind of just, like,
I mean, I just thought it was, like, I don't know. I didn't really think anything different of it. It was just kind of weird because it was just, like, at a lake house. But the first night, I was kind of freaked out because... I was sleeping right next to the, like, porch door thing, that huge sliding door.
Yeah.
I was afraid somebody was going to just poke out of nowhere with, like, a fucking huge-ass knife. I was just like, yeah, I'm dead.
It's Maine. The only people who can afford those houses are, like, rich people.
Yeah, yeah, I know. But it's just the funny thing. It's just, it freaked me out that one night. I was just like, oh, God. If I'm staring over here and this one dude comes out of nowhere, just, like, starts looking at me, knocking on the door.
Oh, yeah, you were on the couches.
Yeah.
Elliot was in the corner. Yeah, and I was at the other corner where the weird bar area was.
Yeah. That was great. That was fun.
Oh, yeah. He fell off a kayak.
Yeah. That was.
That was so funny, though, because I was like, fuck, how are we going to get him back on? Yeah. Because, like, I know how to get back on, but I don't know how
you got... Yeah, I got back on because I got closer to the shore.
Yeah.
So it was easier enough to
kind of, imagine, like, we're in the middle of, like, the lake.
Yeah, I would have actually swam to shore, come over, like, kayaking, and be like...
No, I would do, I would attach the kayak to mine, and then you just hold on, and then you just get dragged. Just
while I kick.
Yeah, you just get dragged.
That'd be kind of fun. We should have done that, too.
It's so funny, though, because the other time I went with just Elliot, he brought his speaker.
Mm.
His speaker's not Bluetooth. I mean, his speaker's not waterproof.
Right.
It's a Beats pill.
Oh, yeah, I remember that when he had it, yeah. The break right there.
No, it didn't break, surprisingly. But there's, like, this, like, thing on the back of the kayak that's, like, it's not a cooler thing, but, like, a storage thing.
Yeah.
He put it in there, put the music on, and when we got back, it was just, like, it's like 7-6 inches of water in it.
Oh, man.
I was just like, is your speaker okay? Because I'm pretty sure that isn't waterproof.
Yeah, I could just imagine his face, like, just, like, looking at it like, God damn it.
Yeah, it was hilarious, though, but usually, I remember, every time it's like, oh, is your friend awake? I'm like, I don't know. And then, like, he took, like, the longest shower.
Yeah, he actually did take the longest showers. Like I try to be kind of quick, kind of. But like,
what is he doing there? I hope I don't think it is what I think it is. But, like, what the hell is he doing there?
Yeah.
And he takes forever to wake up.
Yeah, he does. Or he does, in those times when he didn't want to come out, I'm like, dude, just come out and enjoy the sun, man. Just, like, hang out outside.
I remember, because his service was pretty shitty out there, but I had the better service.
Yeah, I had no data there. Unlucky. I was like, fuck.
Yeah, and, what the hell? And, so he's like, yo, can I sign into my Instagram on your phone? And I was like, all right, sure. And so I let him sign in, and then he signed out. But for some reason, even if you press sign out, I can still click on the thing, and I'm back logged in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I changed his picture to Kim Jong-un. And then I'm like, bro, I think someone hacked your account. Yeah. He's like, what do you mean? I'm like, well, your username is Kim Jong-un, and there's a picture of Kim Jong-un. And he's like, what? Yeah, look. Oh, what the fuck? What the fuck? But it was annoying, because I was actually trying to figure out, like, how do I fucking get rid of his account, because I get his notifications for all his freaking friends that are crackheads, likely. Like, I'm just like...
We're all druggies.
Because, like, I don't know why. It's like, when you sign out, you don't sign out. It was so bizarre.
Yeah.
I mean, that kid's always, like, an adventure. It's always random things happen.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, was it you and, I think his name was Adam at the lake house? We were making, like, or was it Elliot? Him making, like...
That was Elliot trying to fucking do that.
It was, like, making a gigantic firework, like, twisting the, what's it fucking called? The things that ignite the firework, like the... I forget what it's called.
What are you talking about? The line, the fucking...
The string part. I forget what it's called.
Actually, now I want to know too. God damn.
The string thingy on dynamite.
On dynamite.
What is the stringy thing on dynamite?
Don't worry about it. It's going to just take too much time out of your fucking head.
Oh, yeah, this was interesting. Mitt Romney votes to convict Trump on abuse of power, making history in the process.
Oh, my God, wow. One person disagrees with him. Who cares?
The first Republican to disagree with the famous president, Donald John Trump. I was like, okay, but we need more than that. Yeah. If that were to happen. Speaking of Trump.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about this. Yeah, we should probably play that for the end part. We're already in hour.
Okay,
yeah,
cool. So, there's this game called No Trumps. That's actually what, for video watchers, if you could see that, it says No Trumps. And the game is, there's two quotes from, one from Trump and one from a different person. And the goal was... The game is to guess which one.
He didn't say, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Some of them are easy, some of them are like, oh, what the fuck? They sound very similar.
You do two, I'll do two. Okay. Like, to you and you and me.
All right. I'll go first.
Go ahead, boy. All right. Hit me!
Oh, no, yeah, remember, we did this one.
Oh, yeah, to test it.
All right. A lot of people have said to me, that's a great idea, running for president. You'll get booked for more speeches. You can write a book. That's person one.
Okay.
I have no intention of ever running for president.
That's it. Yeah. It's the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I said before, when we were testing it, he talks a lot.
The first one's not Trump. You have to guess the one who's not Trump.
Oh. Well, I mean, I still guess right, but I'm...
He's wrong.
I'm saying that wrong.
He's wrong.
Yeah. Well, I said it right, though. I said the first one was not him. But I contradicted myself by saying that he talked too much.
I have no intention of ever running for president. That's him.
Oh, okay. Wow.
The other person was John Bolton. All right, you pick one.
Oh, okay. All right. First one. The taxes are crazy. The highest taxed nation in the world. Exclamation mark. All right, next one. We don't pay taxes. Only the little people pay taxes. And that's it.
I feel like it's the second one.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
That was made. It's said by Leona something.
You know, it's funny. You're contradicting yourself. You don't understand the game, do you?
What do you mean?
Guessing which one was
not. Oh, shit. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. You're the winner. I forgot how the game was.
I explained it to you.
Yeah, I know. And I already forgot.
Okay.
People are probably like, this game sucks.
You're choosing which one he didn't say.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. You got it?
Yeah.
You sure?
Tomato, tomato.
Politics isn't just about doing the right thing. It's also about winning. Second person. I'm doing the right thing, and it's not good for me. Which one was not?
Said by him. The second one.
No, that was him.
Damn.
Susan Estrich? Estrich? I don't know how to say
Estrich? Yeah, I have no clue who that is either.
Sorry for that person.
No, fuck you. Okay. You cost me a loss. Dun, 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 dun. All right. I've been fired 5 times for having a bad attitude. That's the first person. Oh, you're going to get this one right away. Get that son of a bitch off the field right now. Out. He's fired.
Oh, wow. It's the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was quick. Such a... That like was, I said, there's so many easy
yeah,
ones.
Yeah, that was pretty easy because, I mean, he's the only one that talks like a fucking weetod.
Weetod?
Yeah. Weetod. Let's do one more. This one, I like this. Actually, it's fun.
Okay. Any negative polls are fake news. That was one.
I think I got this one.
The phrase fake news sounds too playful, too much like a school child faking illness to get out of a test.
The second one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he's the only one that says fake news.
I mean, that one said fake.
Yeah.
Yeah, fake news.
Yeah. All right. Last but not least, first one. With me, it is exceptionally true that the presidency is no bed of roses.
What?
Number two, I don't want the presidency. I'm going to help a lot of people with my foundation.
It has to be the second one.
Nope. That's what Trump said. The second one. Fuck. Yeah, it's really weird. I don't think... I forgot who the first person was. Who said that again?
James K. Polk.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know who that is.
That's a good game, though.
Yeah, this is pretty fun. I mean, it could be really good. There's actually a lot of board games that we have. I have that Bob Ross one.
Oh, yeah.
The painting one. And I want to get the afro and... I want to get that nice, like, unbuttoned, like, blue collared shirt and then, like, be the host of it. I think that'd be kind of fun. It'd be kind of cool. Wow, there's another board game. We have the Life one we still haven't played. Clue. We got Clue. We got Sorry. The old retro version of it. It's really cool.
You know what I really want to do?
What's that?
But this is, like, kind of hard to do because we had to get a huge printed, like, somehow copy.
Of Monopoly?
Yeah, a gigantic
like, Monopoly. A huge board. Yeah, that'd be kind of fun. That would be really fun, actually.
And we, like, this is more interesting, though. Instead of, like, let's say we have 6 people.
Yeah.
Well, 7, because one's the banker.
Okay.
Instead of having him going back and forth, we just have one person that's designated.
Yeah, okay. I gotcha.
And then, we need 8 people because there's a cameraman.
Well, I mean, that banker can do it. And he could be the one that hands us the dice because that's going to be a pain in the ass to kind of like, all right, get it.
We'll kick him.
We'll kick it?
Yeah. Like, we'll do like teams of two.
Oh, that'd be kind of interesting.
More interesting.
How'd that work, though? We would have to probably kind of, like, figure that out, because that'd be kind of hard to implement.
Not right.
Into a Monopoly game.
Two for... Two.
Actually, yeah, two you're right. Because then we could put the cards next to, bundled up with the your teammate.
Because it's like, it'll be a shorter game, that's why.
That is true, yeah. And it won't be 3 hours of...
It might be because of, like, chaotic. It's like, no, don't do that. It's like, well, it's a good deal. It is not a good deal. Yeah. Don't do the deal. Why would you give him Boardwalk?
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
Like, I really want to do that. And, Mega Volleyball. We're in the works still.
Still got to do that. Yeah.
Your smile.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm curious. How much is the...
Mega Volleyball again?
Yeah, we haven't... This was an idea, like, 5 years ago.
Yeah, when we first started our
YouTube channel. We're gonna do it. It's gonna come soon.
We were like, next year we got it for sure.
Back in like 2015.
I think it was Mega Beach Ball.
Mega Beach Ball?
Yeah, like Beach Ball.
Beach Ball.
Let's see. This one claims to be 12 feet tall for $91. This one claims to be 60 inches tall for... That's like five feet.
60 inches tall?
It's a bit... Yeah, it's five foot. Yeah, it's 5 foot. For,
Even that, that's not that bad.
I really get this one, though.
Yeah, no, the 12-foot one?
The thing is, what... It, like...
Can you imagine that, though? A 12-foot? Jesus, that thing's huge. What the heck?
Wait, let's look at ratings, though. Let's see those pictures.
Yeah. Holy shit. What the fuck? Wait, go to the first picture. What the heck? It went over a building.
wait.
Right there. All right, dude.
All
right. That is not 12 foot.
What is that? I had to respond to funny review. We are in Destin, Florida.
Dude, that thing looks scary, honestly. Imagine that.
Is that really
that? I don't think it's that big.
Well, there's... I don't know. That's...
Dude, that's kind of scary looking.
I know. Dinosaurs chasing after...
No, that looked way too huge. This one looks appropriate.
The thing is, we have to bring duct tape.
Yeah, just in case it pops holes and shit like that.
And we have to have a designated person pumping a manual pump. Raheem.
Yeah, I know. That'd be great, too.
I know. We've been talking about it for 5 years.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You said we talked about the PC. Right.
Durability 2.6, sturdiness 3.6.
Durability is not a good sign.
Yeah.
Maybe we just cover it with duct tape.
just to begin
that
with.
It would take so long.
Yeah, it would be.
We'll have someone just like Kevin somehow spinning it.
Yeah. Anyways.
So what's the plan for Chef Mike episode 3?
Hmm? I don't know. well, we don't have to discuss that right now. We can talk about that later on.
Yeah, but the people want to know.
You want to know? Find out in the next episode of the podcast.
That was easy.
There you go. That was easy.
All right. Thank you for listening, watching.
Episode 4, Season 2 of the Improvised Podcast.
If you are watching on YouTube, check the podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, Anchor, Stitcher, Radio Public. I can't think of all the other ones. What the hell? I hit the lights. Also, this podcast has been created by Anchor, the app that helps create people's podcasts. It makes it a lot easier.
Is this a sponsor? No.
Oh, well, we can do that. We've just been lazy.
Yeah, no, we can add it in, but I mean...
Yeah. Sponsor.
All right. We done?
Yeah.